bless. In Jesus' name, until we meet again this same time next week.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Amen. 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 Let us all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me, once was lost, but now I'm found. Snares, I have already come through many dangers, so many toils, so many snares. Thank you right now for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to learn and use your word. Lord, we're asking right now, Lord, that you come forth as a double-edged sword. Lord, make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board. Never let me drive anyone away from you, Lord. Let me always draw them with the words that you give me. This is my prayer on this day. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Just for a little while, let me have your ear for a little theory that I've developed quite recently. You know, we all deal with things all the time, all of us. I said us, not you. We are all, like the old folks would say, pilgrim travelers. Amen. Amen. I want to talk a little bit this morning from the book of Psalm 16 chapter. And I'm going to give you my thought process on this, and then we'll let you all go and enjoy the rest of your day with safety and happiness. Psalm number 16, Psalm of David. 16 Psalm. And I'm going to read from the 7th. Verse, Psalm number 16, 7th verse. Giving honor to God above, the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, to Pastor Emeritus Dr. Huey Lawson, Reverend Rodney Lennox, Minister Cindy Humphrey, and, all of you. Psalm number 16 and 7 reads like this: I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We'll use this morning's subject, going to be happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Amen. It's tough to be happy sometimes, but it's easy to have joy. Amen. I'm going to tell you my theory about that as we go on. David right here is speaking, ripping and running, hiding from his oppressors, those that would have his head. Amen. Worried about his family, his kingdom. Amen. So he needed all the self-encouragement, yes, that he could muster up. Amen. Now he's speaking here through pain, through heartache, even through fear. Oh, yeah. Christians get scared sometimes. Oh, yeah. Amen. If nothing on this world, in this world, rather scares you, something wrong. Amen. You're either dead or crazy. Amen. There's always something to scare you. Can I get a witness? You see, David had things in his life to be happy about, and that's a good thing. But he knew true joy comes from God. Can I get a witness? I believe there is a difference between happiness and joy. You see, happy can be temporary, but true joy is everlasting. You know, happiness comes through a lot of things. Money can make you happy, happy. Can I get a witness? Amen. But lose your job or mismanage your funds, and your happiness is going to soon go away. Amen. If your happiness is based on your pocketbook, then the thinner it gets, the thinner your happiness gets. Can I get a witness? Chemicals can make you happy, happy. Can I get a witness? But when they wear off, you hurt more when they wear off than you did before you started. And by chemicals, I mean anything liquid, powder, or other substances. Can I get a witness? Like I said earlier today, it's going to be some happy people out at the Mardi Gras parade. But when they wake up in the morning, you know, the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. All they're going to get in the morning is a hangover. Can I get a witness? So that kind of happiness just won't last. Situations can make you happy. You think you done made it. You got that big name, that big house, that big reputation. You've made it. But all it takes is the repo man to call. Can I get a witness? Or the loan company to send a foreclosure notice. Amen. And your situation turns grim and your happiness goes away. James 1 and 2 says this: count it all joy, all of it, when you fall into diverse temptations. You see, I'm not saying that happy is a bad thing. Be happy if you can. But joy is so much better than happiness. Happiness will go away in a heartbeat, but joy will last forever. If you've got real joy, the kind of joy that Jesus brings, you won't have to worry about running out of joy. When happiness goes away, you'll still have joy. When money goes away, you'll still have joy. When your position goes away, you'll still have joy. When friends turn their backs on you, you'll still have joy. Look at David right here in verse number 7. Says, I will bless the Lord who had given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night season. You see, David speaks of the night season as dark times in our lives. Oh, yeah, it's nighttime in somebody's life here right now today. Can I get a witness? But you just got to hold on even in the midnight hour. We must persevere like David did. See, a Christian won't have a smile on his or her face all the time. If you know somebody that's grinning every time you see them, get them some medicine, okay? Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Amen. We're not going to smile all the time. Even Jesus didn't smile all the time. Can I get a witness? We got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. 8th verse says, I have set the Lord always before me. That means in the front. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. You see, we need to keep God in the forefront. Too many times, God is an afterthought. Can I get a witness? You see, he winds up being the last resort when he ought to be the first option. As soon as trouble rises, you ought to be talking to God about it. But don't go to everybody else you can go to and can't get an answer. And then all of a sudden remember, oh, that's right, God. Don't put him last. David didn't put him last. Don't you put him last. 9th verse says this. Therefore my heart is glad. You know, happiness is good. And my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. You see, happiness, it can be a mind thing. But joy is in the heart. Can I get a witness? And the heart represents the soul. Happiness can be shallow. Amen. It's not that deep, but joy penetrates deep down in your soul. Case in point, I've heard people say so-and-so was mighty happy every day, always laughing and joking, didn't have a frown on his face nowhere. But then you read in the paper that that same happy person did something violent to himself. So that lets me know one thing. He wasn't as happy as everybody thought he was. And even if he was happy, he didn't have joy, the kind of joy that's everlasting. He might have been happy today, but he didn't have joy, the kind of joy that Jesus brought. He might have been happy when you saw him, but deep down in his soul, he didn't have joy. 10th verse says this. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption. You see, true joy, the ultimate joy is knowing that your soul is saved. Amen. 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 You know where you're going. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to estimate. You know where you're going, and that's true joy. And there's nothing on earth that can shake that kind of joy. Oh, yeah, you might be broke. You might be hungry. You might be homeless, but you've got joy, everlasting joy. David ran around the countryside, ducking and dodging and looking behind closed doors and rocks and boulders. But he had joy because he knew who and whose he was. See, sometimes we're not sure of ourselves. We're shaky. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that, listen, that doesn't mean you're not going to have problems. But you ought to be sure of one thing. You ought to be sure that you're a child of God, and tough times may come, but you need to know that you know that you know that Jesus is your Savior, and everything, even though man can't see it, everything, even though you can't see it yourself, everything is all right. Joy. 11th verse says this, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. You see, Jesus came to bring real joy. And joy can guide you. Can I get a witness? Joy will be a beacon to your path. Can I get a witness? If you've got joy, you might not make the right moves all the time, but you'll make the right moves when it counts. If you've got joy, you know that your situation does not dictate your spirituality. If you've got joy, you know that when hard times come, if you've got Jesus, not only will you get to it, but you'll get all the way through it. That's the kind of joy that Jesus brings. Can I get a witness? You see, Jesus came so that we might have joy, everlasting joy. Isn't that right? When he healed the sick, somebody got joy. When he raised up the dead, somebody got joy. When he gave sight to the blind, somebody got joy. But when they bum rushed him and put him in jail, somebody in the prison circles were happy because they didn't want to see Jesus continue to be who he was. They were happy when they whipped him all night long. Oh, isn't that right? You see, they was happy when they marched him up Calvary's Hill because they didn't want him to be who he was. They were happy laughing and playing games when they hung him on the cross. They were so happy that they gambled for his robe. They were so happy that they pierced him in the side. But one soldier who had real joy said, "Surely, surely, surely, this was the Son of God." And when they laid him down in a borrowed tomb, they had joy. They had happiness, rather, because they didn't think they'd have to deal with him ever again. And they were happy they didn't have to explain grace and mercy anymore. They were happy that he was laid down and so they thought was dead. But early on the third day, after they laid him in the grave, early before Pilate got up, early before Judas, early before anybody got up, before the chickens got up, early joy got up out of the grave. Oh, isn't that right? Joy got up out of the grave. Joy stepped out on a rock. Joy said, "All power in heaven and earth is in my hand." If you're happy today, I'm glad you're happy. If you got a good job, you ought to be happy about that. If you got a good wife or a good husband, you ought to be happy about that. If you got a good church home, you ought to be happy about that. But much more than happy, I want you to have joy, joy, everlasting joy. Is there anybody here got joy? Anybody here got joy? Anybody here everlasting joy? Happy, happy, joy, joy. Be happy if you can. Oh yeah, but get joy, because happiness is not guaranteed to last. But joy is forever. So right now, I'm inviting you to come and get joy. Look. Don't stop being happy. I'm glad for you. But joy is forever. So I invite you right now to Jesus. I invite you to joy. I invite you to the one that'll make sure that your joy is not displaced. You might come by letter. By Christian experience, you may be a candidate for baptism. But I invite you to Jesus. Come on. Oh, yeah, if you're happy, say amen. That's good. Come on, somebody. somebody. Come on. Singing about happy. Come on and get joy along with that happiness. Come on. Now I know we're running, but we don't have to run that fast. I invite you right now. One more verse. Come on, somebody.
Know you've been blessed by Reverend Ronnie Humphrey's sermon today, and copies of Pastor Humphrey's sermon are available by calling the church at 318-445-3789. Please mention today's date and join the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, 320 Bassett Street, at its regularly scheduled church services, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 o'clock a.m. for worship services, and midweek services at 7:15 on Wednesday. God's richest blessings until we meet again next Sunday, and we love visitors because they become new members at Mount Calvary Baptist Church. People of the Most High God, it's now time for the Alexandria Full Gospel Holy Temple Church with your host, Pastors Elder Henry and Evangelist P. Duskin. Let's join them now for an anointed word from the Lord.
That I what? May know him. Amen. Now, how any other way that you're going to know the law? How any other way you're going to know your relationship with your with one another? When I met Sister Duskin, I had to do what? Get to know her. And she had to get to know me. Can I get a witness? Amen. Amen. We had to understand one another. But the only way that we got to know one another, we began to what? Communicate towards one another. And this is what God wants us to do. Amen. He wants us to communicate with him. Amen. He wants us to take time out. Amen. Just like we take time out for everything else. We take time out to go shopping. We take time out to buy that what we love most. We take